So if you talk to an average golfer about who's made the biggest impact in golf, you're going to hear Bobby Jones and the Big Three and Tiger. But when it comes to the business side, I'm going to guess that 9 out of 10 people are going to say the name of our very esteemed guest that we have here today. This is a show you are not going to want to miss. Stay here. This is The Business of Golf. Welcome into The Business of Golf. I'm Allison Johnson here with Adam Grubb. Adam, this is going to be one of those, you're going to walk away and be like, oh my God, my mind is blown kind of conversations, because we are speaking today with Stephen Hamblin of the AJGA. And unless you have a collegiate golfer, you probably don't know much, or a kid who wants to be a collegiate golfer, you probably don't know a ton about the AJGA. But I will tell you, after we have this conversation, I'm going to check back in as to what your take is. But my personal take, now I'm a little bit biased because when I was in my corporate role, we did sponsor one of their events and I served on the board for the foundation a little bit. So I am biased. However, when I talk with Stephen, I used to joke to him, you know, you and I talk about what's our goal. It's like world domination.
Right.
This man has mastered that in the golf world. So he has trained and taught and brought up through the ranks individuals in every aspect of the game, whether it's equipment companies, apparel companies, any of the tours, PGA Tour and LPGA Tour players. Like, it is mind-boggling. So I just can't wait to hear what you have to say, because your take is always very fun to me.
So Allison, I don't even know where I would begin with my questions then, because it sounds like I would any question I would ask, he would probably have already heard. So hopefully I'll do an okay job here of understanding this. And for those that don't have kids or don't have youth sports or don't have somebody that is coming up in the ranks and wanting to become something, there's still a lot to learn from his story, I'm sure.
So much to learn. So I'm going to give you a couple numbers to drop it down so everybody starts in the same playing field.
Okay.
But so this is 2020 stats. This is not the longevity of the organization. So 7,300 junior members, which in real world is like well over hundreds of thousands of juniors. 100,000 collegiate coach members. They're doing 7 tournaments per week. $16.8 million last year in scholarships earned by the ACE Grant participants. $4 million raised for charity through Leadership Links, and 100 annual careers jump-started in golf thanks to the AJG internship program. So welcome in, Stephen Hamblin. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate all the kind words before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Well, let me ask you this, Stephen. When you hear all those stats and you hear Allison's accolades there, does that still bring a smile to your face and still excite you and in some cases even humble you?
It's very humbling. You know, I've been at this for 37 years, and I thought, you know, when I got really old like I am now, the job would be easier. But it gets harder because we keep trying to improve. We keep trying to get better. And the job is a labor of love. And, you know, I married my dream girl, and I've got my dream job. So, you know, I'm in a great spot right now in life.
Life is good, and it's great in the organization as well. So there are a lot of different things that we could talk about. So I wanted to start with the business side and the talent that you train. So I had come years ago to an internship weekend. One of the things that's unique about your organization is you have to have an internship there to grow through the ranks. So can you just talk to us a little bit about how you train your talent and where some of the places they've gone?
Well, I think the process starts with the applications to become an intern. And right now we're getting 1,700 applications a year for 60 spots, which is incredible, because that means with that large a pool, I'm going to get some really talented young men and young women. And I've also figured out that our internship, and we do spring interns and in-house, so we have 100 internships every year. And I figured out, you know, with the industry trying to become more diverse, more equitable, more inclusive, my internship is a great place to start. We are now recruiting at HBCUs. We're trying to reach out to a lot of minority golf organizations for help in identifying young men and women who might want to have a job in golf. And what I don't think people understand enough is there's so many exceptional jobs in golf. There's exceptional people. There's great compensation. There's the tours. There's coaching. There's, you know, all sorts, state golf associations. We just had a young man get hired from to go be the executive director at the Georgia PGA section. So, you know, we're really proud. And some of the names, you know, you might recognize a John Kaskowski, who's the CEO of the Western Golf Association, got his job with us. The gentleman actually running the Masters, Steve Ethan, worked at the AJGA and was hired by Augusta National from us. Many coaches. One coach, Ryan Hibble, was just in the finals for the NCAA championship. And there's 46 people that went from the AJGA to the PGA Tour to work. Not to play. We got more than that playing, but to work. USGA, of the USGA's 14 championships, past AJGA staffers will probably run 10 or 11 of those 14.
I think, so, Stephen, what is
that makes me extremely proud.
Yeah, I think that's what is the most exciting thing about it.
What we're doing here.
Sorry, go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, just, you know, we tell people we're a training organization. I don't hire skill. I hire moral compass, great work ethic, personality, energy. I can teach you golf. I can teach you how to run an event. But I need those things as part of the package for you to accomplish what we're asking you to accomplish, because we give people a lot of responsibility. Allison, you saw what a tournament director does at one of our events. They're the person in charge, male, female, they're in charge. Not if I'm there, I'm not in charge, they're in charge. And so we're really proud of the young men and women that move on. It's funny for me to hear people say, well, we stole someone, or we don't want to steal someone. I go, well, that's what we do, you know? And because I've got this pipeline of interns every year, we deal with turnover, but everyone's going, you know, up. And
what's exciting is that there is a phrase there that you're not just preparing golfers, you're preparing people to work, to be successful, to have an understanding of their of accomplishment and achievement at such a young age. I was lucky enough to start in radio at the age of 15 and was able to work with adults and to go through, and I had a career college, right, early in life, and it got me to a place that I am today. That's those stories that you just rattled off quickly. Those are big names in golf, running big tournaments and in charge of a lot of things, and they started with you. That's where I think the story needs to be told, is that you don't just have the golfers that are on the tour today that came through and won a bunch of tournaments and all that. You also have all these people that are shaping the game, shaping futures, and you've created careers and lives for people because of your organization. Is that right?
It's totally right. And to be honest with you, you know, our model, our business model starts with, and Allison knows this again, a great board of people that they don't dictate to me and the staff what we should be doing. We go to the board with our strategic initiatives of what we want to accomplish, and their expertise in a variety of fields helps us kind of fine-tune what that strategic initiative should look like and how it should perform. So and there's many golf organizations that are not like that. It's executive committee on down, and they tell the staff what to do and what their strategic initiative should be. So I think we're more nimble. I think we can be more creative. I think we can be quicker to the market with a great idea. As an example, we were the organization that came up with Pace of Play the way everyone's doing it now. You know, our staff figured it out because we set that as a strategic initiative for the organization. So, yeah, really love what we've done as an organization. Love the fact that we ran 101 events in 2020.
Nobody ran events in 2020. You know, how did you make that happen?
Right, we ran 101. Well, you know, this funny story, but the staff was all worried and had all these questions. And I said, you guys sit down, give me all your questions and send them to me. Well, they sent me 300 questions. 300. And then I go, okay, great job. Now you answer them. And that became our playbook. We had a 25-page playbook on how to run events in a pandemic. And we're getting people going, hey, can you send me that?
I'll say, I'm like, hey, Lauren Schelling, what do you got for me on the whole COVID thing?
Right. And we shared it. So, yeah, absolutely. But that was, you know, and that was the staff. That was a great job by the staff that just took over that thing and really made it happen.
So the day-to-day product that you're putting out with your tournaments, you're creating these competitive experiences for junior golfers to compete in order to attract collegiate coaches to hopefully get scholarships. So can you talk a little bit about what that process is?
Yeah, I mean, we serve a membership, like you said, 7,300 from all 50 states and 60 different countries. And that's exactly what we do. That we provide a platform for kids to get exposure. And whether a coach goes there or not, our results get fed to these 1,500 coaches, men, women. And so we've seen a lot of the coaches, because of the way they trust the way we set up a golf course. When we set it up, it's tough but fair. And the coaches know that. They've given us the yardages that they want to see kids play from, both the men's and the women's. And, I mean, we just had a tournament at Stream Song in Florida. Kids shoot 62. Course record. 62. That's
incredible. And what's the pace of play average? It's like 4 hours and 15 minutes or 12 minutes or something?
426 for competitive golf. No one can do that. Not even close. But we're willing to give out penalties where others, you know, don't want to do that. Anyway, we've got a variety of stages of development. So if you're coming in and you're younger, we've got a series of tournaments called the Junior All-Star for the younger kids, 12 to 15. Then we've got events. If you've never played with the AJGA before, these preview events. Then we have Open and Invitational, which is our highest. The Wyndham Cup is one of those invitationals, the highest on our schedule. So there's a little something for everybody. I mean, as far as a starting point, and you can kind of work your way up. And at the end of the year, we do All-American Awards, Honors. Rolex sponsors that for us. Players of the Year, Sportsmanship Awards, Scholastic Awards. So we're really trying to motivate the young men and women to achieve their goal and their dreams, and we're going to reward them along the way in a variety of ways.
So the youth sports movement is by far the highest it's been in my life and in recent memory for many. I know my weekends are filled with youth sports, right? So many that I can't play actual golf, which is a whole other story. But because the youth movement in golf or youth movement in sports is so popular right now, are you guys seeing an uptick because of that? Or have your numbers stayed consistent and the same over the years just because of the program that you guys are putting together is one of only a few in the entire country for youth golf?
It's a great comment and a great observation and question, because I really applaud what the industry is doing. It used to be forever and ever, I'd go to these 2020 summits, and they'd be kind of, what do we do to grow the game? What do we do to grow the game? And I always had my hand up, junior golf, junior golf, junior golf. That's the R&D of the golf industry. That's what junior golf is. Invest in R&D, invest in the future. And, you know, now you've got the PGA of America with their junior league. You've got Augusta National supporting drive, chip, and putt. You've got the USGA and the LPGA doing USGA, LPGA girls program, girls club.
Girls golf.
So now the industry have wrapped their arms around junior golf. And it's a huge plus. I think there's 50,000 kids playing PGA Junior League. So, yeah, we're going to see we're gonna see that flowing into the AJGA at some point in time for sure. And most of those kids winning drive, chip, and putt are already part of the AJGA. So, you know.
I mean, when you look at the names that you've had come through there and that currently are playing, I mean, with the recent U.S. Women's Open, who hasn't heard of Megan Gana now, right? Like, she's an AJGA-er. Yeah. And, you know, every time I laugh, every time they show the Ricky and Justin Thomas, like, sitting having lunch picture, it's like, give credit to the AJGA for that photo, right? But when you look at the players that have come through, I mean, Morgan Pressel, Adam, recently on the Stick and Hack show, she's an AJGA-er. You've got Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth and, you know, Dustin Johnson, and the list goes on. But a lot of those players come back and are still interacting with the AJGA. So can you talk a little bit about how that works and what's going on there?
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal. I am so proud of the young players out there that are getting out there right away, creating a foundation, and giving back. Now, whether it's junior golf or a charity of their choice, whatever the case, or a variety of charities, they're really into this giving back. And yes, the AJGA has benefited from that. We've got 25 to 30 PGA and LPGA professionals sponsoring AJGA events, and they'll show up. One of the best clinics I ever saw was Justin Thomas and his father, Mike, and they sat there on director chairs on the driving range, and Mike said, "All right, parents, you ask me anything you want. And all you juniors, you can ask Justin anything you want." And it was fabulous because it was, well, Mike, what was the biggest lesson you learned in bringing up Justin? And Mike tells this great, great story about they went to the U.S. Kids tournament when he was like 9 or 10. And Justin saw that, you know, some of these kids already had coaches. So when he gets home. Now, of course, Mike's a PGA professional, and I'm sure you knew that. But anyway, they get home from the tournament, and Justin says, "Dad, I think it's about time that I had a coach." And Mike says, "What are you talking about? I'm your coach." He says, "No, I mean a real coach."
Oh, kids. Kids are the best, aren't they?
I love them. Too good.
Yeah.
Well, Mike or Stephen, thank you so much for your time. Obviously, you have done an incredible job, and your career speaks for itself just with the talent that Allison mentioned earlier. And you think of not just the pros that are out there that are making a living, but everyone that you've touched in the game. And I truly believe that how do we grow the game is one of those innocuous questions that is always asked year after year. And sometimes the game is growing. People are doing things that need to happen. We just need to extrapolate it and pump it up even more and bring more people into it. So for the parents that are listening and have kids that are interested in golf, I know a lot that they're touring and traveling and they're trying to get their kids to where they need to be. Your organization is one of those that can help them. And for those that want to get into everything from management to even tournament direction, you know, there are those kids out there like, yeah, golf is, I like golf, but I have more business mindset. Internship and to be part of your organization is the right path. How do they get involved if they want to get involved?
Well, they can go to our website, ajga.org, O-R-G, and there's a whole thing on internships, so they can check us out and check what that's all about. I think we've got a couple videos that kind of demonstrate what the internship's all about. And or if they're a junior and want to look at our schedule of events, all of the events are itemized as to what they are: all-star event, open event, invitational event. So there's and I've got a player services department that'll help any parent with any questions about what tournament should I play. I don't want to travel far outside of the state, so we can kind of build a roadmap for parents as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. You're quite a busy man, but we really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. So, Adam, I mean, really, we could have done like five different shows just on the different things that they've got. We didn't really get into the Leadership Links, which is charity, and the ACE grant and all of this amazing stuff. So I really do hope people will go check them out. But one of the things that we didn't mention that I think is really cool. So when I spoke at one of their recruitment internship programs, and I've attended the Wyndham Cup, obviously that was the event that I sponsored. And after both of those events, I got just thank you notes that were stacked, you know, 2 feet high, because every single kid sat down and every staff person on that event sat down and wrote a handwritten thank you note. And so not only are these kids learning, you know, how to play competitive golf and hold themselves in a certain way, but they're learning life lessons and business lessons of etiquette and manners and how to interact with adults and sponsors and famous players, right? Those are all different life skills that are so important. And it really is a tremendous organization. There are a lot of different ways to get involved and volunteer and donate and all kinds of good stuff. So I do hope people will check it out for sure.
Well, and Allison, I think that's what the key is for me. That's the only thing I heard the entire time was that with youth sports, there's this, you know, you got to be on this team and you got to win and you're traveling and it's all expensive and all these things. And golf and his organization specifically are teaching different lessons. Yes, of course, competitive. Of course, you're going to be in tournaments. Of course, we want you to play well and play your best and hopefully win. But there's all those other things that bring that in. And a lot of other youth organizations that I know of don't teach those other things and the life skills. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I love about their mission and their values and their vision. And it doesn't sound like it strayed very far from when it started. So you don't see that very often. You see a lot of associations, the money starts to come in and all of a sudden their ethos changes a little bit, right? And that's not the case with them at all. So once again, great guest. Thank you so much for bringing him. He was a real pleasure to talk to.
He's phenomenal. And at the end of the day, their goal is to get kids into college.
Right.
And especially, you know, this isn't one of those, we talk a lot about the socioeconomic impacts on the game and that kind of stuff. And they have programs to help kids who can't afford the entry fees and can't afford the travel. It's just like we've talked about on the women's tours. It's expensive to do these things, right? And so they have these programs where they can help these kids fund their entries and their stay so that they do have that opportunity to go to a school on a scholarship. So it's always great to hear about, you know, what's going on to really help the next generation and to help grow the game as a whole. So it was a fun guest. As always, I just love digging into this side of the business. So I thank you and thank all of you for listening here at the Business of Golf on the Stick and Hack Network.